You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
It is week 118 of Destiny Pizza. Today is August 10th. It is a Monday, which means if you work a normal job schedule like most of, I assume, America,
I think that's safe to say.
Yeah.
I think normal Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Do you think most people work a 9 to 5?
I feel like no one works a 9 to 5.
Yeah, because I assume like if you're like a doctor. Okay, well, yeah. Normal people work like an 8 to 5.
Yeah.
But you don't work an 8 to 5.
I work a 7:30 to 4.
And half-hour lunch, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that. I think your job has to offer you an hour lunch.
Probably. Doesn't matter.
Anyways.
It works out. I can really like do whatever.
Yeah. That's what I do. Because I go in at 8 or 8:30, and then I take a half an hour lunch.
Yeah, like if I stay out a little few minutes after lunch, they're not going to be like, what are you doing? There's no like clock. It's like salary. So it's
I'm on the clock, but I can't.
Yeah, there's no clock for me. So,
but as long as I like work 8 hours, it's fine. Yeah. So like sometimes I used to wake, if I woke up really late and I got to work at 9, I just won't take a lunch and then I'll power through.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely leave at 4 anyways, and then just like take a hit for the hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to talk about superheroes and Star Wars today. I thought we'd do this new thing where we tell people what movies we're going to review later on this week. On
like,
Wednesday.
Like tell them at the beginning of the week now?
Yeah. Okay. So they're like, oh, I don't care about those movies. Or they're like, oh, I really want to know movies they're going to talk about later in this week.
So you're saying...
Just like a preview. Not like tell them what we rate them.
Mm-hmm. But tell them that's like, what we're going
to... Or maybe just like one or two. Like, yeah.
Like a little tease.
Yeah, be like, oh, we're going to talk about The Gift. And two different summer movies. Movies that have summer in the title, and they're not 500 Days of Summer. And we're going to talk about some TV shows. So there's that. Let's get into it.
Got some Captain America Civil War news. Mark Ruffalo was spotted on set, so we don't know if that confirms the Hulk's appearing. Or if it's just Bruce Banner appearing, or if it's...
He's just, like, hanging out.
Or if he's just, like, these guys are my friends now, so I'm going to just go there.
Because it's in Atlanta, right?
I think that's where they're filming it.
I'm sure he wants some good food.
Or he's just begging to get in the movie. It's like, put me in the movie.
Yeah. Waffle House, I think, is in Atlanta as well. There's Waffle Houses over there.
Yeah, maybe he's just, like, a big Walking Dead fan. He's like, I'm going to go to the Walking Dead set, and then I'm going to go to the Civil War set.
Do you think that would make any news if, like, Mark Ruffalo visited the Walking Dead set?
I'm sure it would.
Same amount of news that this is making?
Yeah.
Because do you think people would be like, Mark Ruffalo is going to be in the new season of Walking Dead?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Because, like, that's why it's newsworthy. Because he's visiting the set and it's implied that he might be in the movie.
But then don't we heard about a bunch of people visiting the Star Wars set when that was happening.
But that's different. That's like Star Wars. We don't know that Kevin Smith isn't in the movie.
That's true. He's not going to be in the movie. I'm surprised they even Porkins. Let him on the set. I feel like he would spoil.
What if he's Porkins? Did Porkins die?
Porkins died for sure. I thought everyone in those X-Wings died except
for Luke?
Yeah.
That's a horrible
I think
thing.
They all got shot down. It seemed like it, at least. They didn't really show up in the second movie, as far as I can remember.
That's true.
But I'm sure like somebody will correct us on that. Or actually, they won't, but... I don't remember them from the second and third film, and I feel like they should bring Porkins back if
he's not.
He actually did not die.
And Kevin Smith could be Porkins.
Yeah.
Or like a younger...
But he'd have to
be Rogue One.
Rogue One, Porkins is going to be
in it, right? Porkins is going to be in that one.
He's got to be.
Kevin Smith could be Porkins in Rogue One.
That'd be pretty cool.
Like a...
They got to put Porkins
like
in Rogue One.
Like a new Porkins.
I would hope.
Porkins.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Star Wars. Okay. And then,
And then the other Civil War news is that the rumor out there is that Spider-Man is going to have more than a cameo and that he will have a dorky, in quotations, fight scene, whatever the heck that means. But they're saying that Tom Holland finished his filming his cameo, but they're probably just going to use a bunch of stuntmen and CGI and everything to do all the Spider-Man stuff. Or he may have done some of the Spider-Man stuff, but if they want to keep filming without Tom Holland, they can do that just with stunt guys. And then they can just have Tom Holland do the voiceover. So I think he just filmed a Peter Parker scene or something. And then all the stuff they needed as an actual face for, and then they whatever they want to do, they can just do it without him. But that just seems like he's going to be a bigger part of the movie than they originally thought. But that's just the rumor out there, but it makes sense. I mean, it's hard to, like, everyone wants to see Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So it'd be hard just to have, like I assumed he was going to do some fighting, of course, because it'd be weird if he just, like, walked in as Peter Parker the whole time. That'd be kind of weird.
That'd be very annoying.
Yeah.
It'd be like Gotham.
It'd be frustrating.
That's the frustration for me in Gotham. I'm like, look at all these great characters that I love. And it's like, oh, but they're not those characters,
they're
really.
They're not going to get to that point.
Like, Catwoman is like kind of Catwoman.
Yeah.
And like that Poison Ivy was like kind of Poison Ivy. And Alfred, of course, is Alfred. He's not going to change.
Yeah. But yeah, like, that's the annoying part is like they're not them and they're, you know.
They're them by name only.
Yeah, unless they do a time jump in like 5 years, we're never going to see them.
Yeah, like Penguin is kind of Penguin. The Riddler is always riddling, but he's not like as menacing.
Yeah.
I want to see him like blow someone away.
Yeah. Well, they touch towards that at the end of season one.
Yeah.
He got more crazy, but.
Does he wear green all the time, though?
You don't even see a hint. Full green suit
with question marks or something?
Yeah, you don't see a hint of. It's just their personalities. You never see anything like that out there, really, so far. I mean, I bet they'll, like, amp it up.
What if.
Like, I wonder if. I think you may be right on that Victor Freeze thing we talked about a while ago. They're going to make him, like, Victor Freeze or something. They're going to straight up do the suit. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But who knows?
I just had an idea. Instead of. You know how Joker was all tattooed up?
Yeah.
They should have made the Riddler all tattooed up, and, like, the new Riddler would be all tattooed with question marks all over him.
Yeah.
Like a crazy person.
But I feel like they can't do that now.
No, now they can't.
You can't double up tattoo.
In like an alternate universe, that's the character you tattoo up, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's so crazy that he just like tattoos himself, or like cuts him into himself.
Yeah.
Not even tattoos, just like scars.
Or just weird riddles all over his body.
Yeah.
Like, but I could see that, but.
Or every time someone fails a riddle, he carves a riddle into or a question mark into them.
Oh yeah,
or into himself. I mean,
yeah,
he's like the Nightcrawler.
Yeah,
of the DC universe.
But he does question marks.
Yeah, instead of prayers or whatever Nightcrawler's doing in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man: The New Avenger news. Kraven is hinted at as possibly to being the next villain, and I think it came about because it was like a higher up at Sony went to a store and bought.
No,
got Kraven's last hunt.
Yeah, she's like the person who bought them all for Amy Pascal.
Yeah.
And I guess someone found out that she bought it from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I guess like whenever she buys a comic book, like usually that it's the movie the movie's going to be based on that comic book.
Yeah.
That's really bizarre.
That is weird.
Like, how do we find that out?
Yeah. Someone's like doing some weird digging.
Like, I feel like that's like a little violation.
Yeah, it is. But. Like, that seems more of a solid rumor than the previous one, just that script page, whatever.
Yeah. Microsoft Word, screen capture, not even screen capture, cell phone picture.
Yeah, but we don't really know anything about anything yet, but Kraven be interesting. I mean, they said that it's definitely going to be a villain that we haven't seen before, so.
And the cool thing about him is his problem isn't with Peter Parker.
Yeah.
It's with Spider-Man.
Is that all
and like
five Spider-Man movies, they all have a grudge.
Yeah.
Against Peter Parker for one reason or another. It's like Goblin's like,
you stole Mary Jane. You killed my father.
Yeah. And like Doc Ock's like, you ruined my experiment or whatever. Yeah.
Or like something like that. I forgot what it was.
It was like the experiment, the sun thing. He's like, it was working. And then Spider-Man got there and unplugged it or whatever the heck he did. And
but Kraven's just
Eddie
like
Brock hates him.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, this is just
he's like, I'm an awesome hunter.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill Spider-Man.
Yeah, and you could get like somebody like maybe J. Jonah Jameson's on Kraven's side because he's like, yeah, hunt down that Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah, like maybe like because I assume in the aftermath of Civil War and everything, people are still like, there's some anti-heroes.
Yeah.
Like, people are against heroes still.
He's like, oh, should we call that guy in the skull shirt that's running around Hell's Kitchen? No.
No, don't get that guy. He's going to...
There's this guy who's going around killing lions in Africa. Let's get him. We'll make it very
that
topical.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Apparently, in the time that we were mourning the death of Cecil the Lion, like 14 elephants were killed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Jeez.
People
keep killing. They keep...
For some reason.
I don't see the point of it if you're like... Okay. You tell me, like, okay, maybe you're, like, I don't get it, but maybe you're, like, a hunter and you like to hunt these things. But I don't get the, like, luring it out and then, like setting a trap. I don't get the setting a trap. Like,
yeah.
Like, for Cecil the Lion, they...
They lured it out of...
They
well,
lured it.
That was
I know that was
legal
legality,
yeah.
But, like...
Well, quote-unquote legality.
Yeah, whatever. But, like, but when it doesn't have a chance to... If it's not a sport
it
of,
was,
like, it has
bow,
a chance to get away or it has
it was
a chance
like a bow
to
and arrow, right? He's like a bow hunter, this guy. That
oh,
killed
even
him.
More messed up.
So
oh
it's like,
yeah, because
it's
it
not
didn't
even...
die right away.
No,
like, they
and then
walked
they like
down. It took them like a day to kill it or something.
Oh, that's horrible.
It straggled away, and then they had to find it again or something. Like
and then
that.
They cut off its head.
Yeah,
and skinned
it's
it.
Like, I don't get it.
Do they just leave all the meat?
I don't know. I hope. I think.
Do you think someone that messed up eats tiger meat? Or, I mean, lion meat.
No, I don't think so.
That's weird, though.
I think they're that's
why
even
not?
More messed up. Is because he's like, I just want the head to put in my. Office or whatever.
Wait, so you think it's more messed up if he ate it, or it's more messed up if he didn't
less,
eat it?
Well, who eats lion meat anyway?
Like a big cat? No one eats like
eat
big
that?
Cat.
Yeah.
No one eats like any feline. The felines are really spoiled. They don't care about us. Like if
yeah.
you have a pet cat, it doesn't care about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, they don't care.
So we like give it, and we don't eat them.
Yeah.
Like I bet you someone's eating coyote.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's part of the dog family,
I'd say
right?
So, yeah. I think people eat coyote.
I don't think coyote meat would be good eating
no,
though.
I don't
really
think
skinny,
it would
right?
Taste any good, but
and they're always like really bony.
Yeah, they're all, yeah they're pretty small, scrawny animals.
Oh no, but people eat dog and like Asian stuff. Do people eat cat in Asia?
I don't think I
this
don't
is.
Know.
These are the questions
I don't
that
these
come
the
out
answers,
of Destiny Pizzas.
These are the answers they don't have, but it makes. I assume people got to eat more dog than cat for sure.
Yeah,
that's got to be.
Why do we care about cats so much then?
I don't think about it. It's a matter of caring. They probably just don't taste good.
Yeah, because they always have hair and stuff in their stomach.
I would think like... at the end of the day, they just... Like,
and they eat anything,
I think
right?
people will eat anything as long as it's like not either human or like some culture will find a way to eat something if they're like, okay,
my friend
good.
Thinks he ate cat one time. Well, he's like a coworker, but he's
like
a friend of mine.
Unintentionally?
Yeah, cat. He was in Mexico and he was at a taco stand
yeah.
and he's like... He says like, that the meat so. Tasted really weird. He's like, but I was drunk, so I didn't really care. And there were like cats meowing around the stand. And then he got in a taxi cab, and the taxi's like, oh, like, did you like those tacos? Those are like gato tacos, he says.
Oh my gosh. Ugh.
So he's like, I
disturbing.
Might have eaten cat.
That's disturbing, if that's true.
Yeah. So, like, I imagine Cecil Lion would make a lot of tacos.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's crazy, like how... All that's been going down lately. And yeah. then, like, another lion just... Well, then his brother died. And then, like, another lion died also.
And then they say they're like, all the cubs are going to die, too, because they
yeah,
don't
then,
have
like, whenever
to protect them or something.
Whenever, like, a head of a pride dies, then, like, usually, like, another lion
they
will come in and then, like, eat
they,
the cubs.
Yeah. Messed up. I did not
that's
know lions
That's why cats don't deserve
I
any
no
respect.
Idea that lions ate their own cubs.
Sure,
ate
dogs
cubs.
Sometimes reject their puppies, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Cats don't... Dogs don't eat.
Yeah, that's really messed up.
You know, do you remember one of our friends' moms went to Africa, and she told us a story
yeah.
about how, like, at the hospital, they had to keep the cats away because cats would eat newborn babies?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just, like, domesticated. They weren't domesticated cats, obviously, yeah. but they were just, like, house cats, not,
yeah.
like...
Not, like, lions and stuff.
Not, like, a panther or something,
yeah.
which you would expect.
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought this was really fun. Guardians of the Galaxy, we asked a question last week. And it was like, how does Peter Quill understand, like, Rocket Raccoon and Drax
yeah.
and Gamora and all mm-hmm. them? Mm-hmm. Turns out we didn't pay enough attention to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, it reveals to us already.
Yeah,
happens.
Because in the prison scene when he's being, like, taken into the prison and you see all the information about him, it shows that he had a translator implanted in his neck, which I guess translates everything he says and... I guess it must be pretty common in that universe.
But that's... This just raises more questions for me, because does that mean it translates for everyone? Like, does only one? Does only Peter Quill need a translator, and then every single person can understand?
I think everyone has a translator. I think a lot of people have translators.
And another thing is, if he has a translator, but say he goes to Earth with Rocket Raccoon and say...
I bet you Tony Stark can understand him. Tony Stark's probably the only one that can understand him.
But why?
Because Tony Stark probably has a translator in his Iron Man suit.
And maybe he has one too. I don't know. Is it like
or he could probably like copy it.
Like, yeah, but then if he goes to talk to Captain America or something, do you only need one person to have the translator? Or does it have to work both ways?
Oh, so do you think it translates?
Does it translate for the other person? Or is it translating just for the individual?
I think it's translating just for the individual who hears it.
Okay, so if like he ran into Rocket Raccoon, Rocket doesn't have a translator, but he has a translator.
Then he can understand Rocket, but he can't communicate with Rocket.
Won't understand him.
Yeah, okay. But I think Rocket Raccoon probably has a translator as well.
I always wonder about these universal translators, like in Star Trek and stuff. Like, it translates everything, but it also seems to do, like, your voice movement. Because your words sound different, your voice pattern, like, it'd be all sound like it was dubbed over, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It changes your, like, whole... Or is that just perception?
I don't know.
Because you would think it would look like a bad dubbing on their mouth when you're like, oh, it looks like you're talking weird, but it's just translating for me. Or is it that?
Do you think James Gunn would have been applauded if he did that? Where like every time Gamora spoke,
do that? No, like
her mouth would be different, and then she'd have to voice over all her lines in English.
So yeah, only people like me would like be like, that'd be so cool. I appreciate that, but
it
would be annoying to watch. That's the thing. That's why they didn't even overtly. No one seemed to have that complaint about the trans. Like, why
well, someone tweeted at him, and then he tweeted back with the picture.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was all these questions we ask on the podcast, we should just tweet. We should cancel the podcast.
Especially
and just tweet.
Something about James Gunn.
Yeah, because he'll respond.
He'll be like, oh.
He's like, oh, Destiny Pizzas?
Well, actually, you can ask him questions about other things and he'll answer. He'll be like, that Twitter account's not real. He'll answer those. I'll delete that tweet.
We should tweet him, like, what do you think about the podcast?
Yeah. He'll be like, I will give you a detailed
answer. He's like, I don't care.
Be like, oh, at least he gave an answer.
I'm like, okay, sorry.
You respond. I'm sorry to bother you. I know you respond to every single tweet, but I didn't expect it, honestly.
We've mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy a million times and you haven't listened to our podcast. Why?
Yeah. I feel like I would be more of a dick if I were him. If they're like, yeah, how does he understand him? I'd be like,
it's watch. A movie.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, no, because he already explained it in the movie. So I'd be like, watch the movie again.
Yeah.
Watch it more closely. I'd be like.
But he's like
it's been a year. It's like, I get it.
I get it. Some dum-dums watch my movie.
Yeah. It's like some people weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
If I actually told you what happened.
So, yeah. Do you think that's, like, the first thing they do?
What?
When they, like, Yondu abducts a kid. The like, first thing they do is put them translator in?
I'm sure. Or they, like, torture him and he's, like, afraid all the time for, like, weeks and weeks. He can't understand what's going on.
And they're like, oh, of course, he doesn't understand us.
Oh, it's like, oh.
Let's just put the translator in.
Didn't get that.
It's been confirmed that Sean Gunn is going to appear in the movie. His character.
In
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Okay.
James Gunn tweeted a picture of the script.
Wait, wasn't he like a bunch of characters?
Well, he did motion capture for a lot of characters, but his character, like Yondu's friend,
sidekick guy,
dude, yeah, that guy's gonna appear in the movie.
Okay.
Or at least some words.
I would think so.
Allegedly, because of the script.
I would think so.
Assuming that doesn't get cut out. So,
yeah. And we got some Gambit news. Testing three actresses for the role of Belladonna. Testing Rebecca Ferguson, Lee Sedo, and Abby Lee.
I think they should go with the middle girl, Leah Sedo or Lee Sedo. Because she has the O-U-X, and that's very French, Creole type stuff.
I think they were all in movies, but I hadn't seen any of the movies they were most known for. It was like Mission Impossible, and like it was a bunch of movies I did not.
Speaking of which, that's the most consistent movie.
Yeah. Surprise.
Franchise.
Yeah.
I heard the new one's really good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good.
I didn't see that one. I went to go see The Gift instead.
Yeah, that's supposed to be really good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about that on Thursday.
Yeah.
I should just, we should just do it more natural like that instead of just
over in the beginning. Forcing it into the, just
into the conversation.
Just let it flow somehow into there.
And then the people who really listen will know. It's,
exactly.
It's like Chekhov's gun. Not really. Do you know what Chekhov's gun is? I've heard it mentioned a lot recently.
What is it?
It's this like playwright, I think, or the author. He said if you put a gun in like chapter one, it has to go off in chapter two or three.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's like a gun hanging on the wall in the second or third chapter, it has to be used. He says like everything you show the audience has to be used later on in the story. Anything that isn't used in the story should just be removed from the story.
So this is in like a movie or like a show?
Usually people apply it to script writing and or movies and like in general.
Whatever genre, yeah.
Yeah. Or whatever medium, I guess.
Makes sense. Because, like, you would just, you're wasting time if you're, like, focusing in on something.
But then it removes red herrings.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do enjoy some red herrings.
That's the other thing, yeah. Yeah.
But then sometimes red herrings appear to be, like, you're like, why did you even focus on that?
Yeah. But I like that sometimes because I'm like, oh, I'm trying to outsmart it. But then I was even more surprised.
Yeah.
Because they try to trick you. It depends what type of movie, though. Because sometimes they're like, it's like a mystery thriller. You're like, oh, I don't want to know what's going to happen. So they're planning these things, so I think this is going to happen, and then it twists.
Yeah,
so.
But then, let me just give a small example. In The Gift,
mm-hmm.
there was like this scene.
Well, I don't want to spoil it.
I know. Well, it's not really spoiling it.
Okay.
There's like a scene early on in the movie with like this monkey that, you know those monkeys with the symbols?
Yeah.
And like they made like a big deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they never revisited it. I'm sure maybe in a deleted scene or something it might be revisited.
Yeah.
But I thought that'd be so horrifying if you just started, you heard it going off or something in the house. And you're like, he's here. But yeah, it was weird.
Huh.
Fantastic Four. I thought this was very interesting. Josh Trank tweeted in defense of the movie. If you haven't heard, Fantastic Four is not so fantastic.
Yeah. Terrible ratings, and the worst part for the studio, it's making no money.
Yeah.
It's made less, I think they said, it's made less than Green Hornet, which was the last, like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I saw Green Hornet in theater. I liked that movie.
So did I. I thought it was pretty good, too. But I'm saying, like, it made less than that movie, and that movie didn't perform very well.
No.
So, like, it's made, at, like, under $30 million or something, and it cost $120
million
to make.
See, I think this is all a part of their plan, though.
Fox's plan?
Yeah, we're going to talk about in like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In the TV section, we're going to talk about it. But,
okay.
He tweeted something like, oh, if you saw the movie I made like a year ago or whatever, you would have liked it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the studio meddled. And then he deleted the tweet.
See, you didn't hear any of this in the Fat Man on Batman with Josh Trank, though.
Either. After you mentioned it where you're like, I think we were just hanging out.
I only liked him in the first episode. The other two, I was like, I don't know. For some reason, the second two episodes, I was like, I'm not liking this guy as much. I don't know.
I liked him in all three because...
Yeah. I don't know.
He seemed kind of... I know what you're meaning in the second one. In the first one, he seemed very, like, innocent, I guess you'd say.
I think that's why.
But in the second and third one, you're like, this dude seems like everything was handed to him.
Yeah.
Because then he discloses that, like, oh, they gave me Fantastic Four before Chronicle even opened and stuff like that. And he's like, oh, we pride ourselves on being on budget and, like, on production time. I'm like, okay, that's...
Yeah. I don't know. He seemed like a little more controlling. I don't know.
And then later on, Max Landis, who wrote the movie and worked on Chronicle as well, tweeted... But Chronicle was a complete fluke. We had so much control because the movie was in relation to other movies that year tiny. A movie like Fantastic Four, an assignment with a lot of writing on it, was always going to have a tremendous amount of cooks in the kitchen. So, it was interesting. But he said, I forgot what that tweet itself was. Something like... Do you remember what the tweet was? The exact tweet?
No.
Oh, a year ago, I had a fantastic version of this, and it would have received great reviews. You'll probably never see it. That's reality, though. And then he deleted that.
See, that's what I don't understand, is how is it possible? I mean, I haven't seen the movie, so it's hard to describe what he's saying, but I find it hard to believe.
Well, I heard they wanted, he directed like a 120-minute movie, and then they cut it down to like 100 minutes.
Yeah.
And I read like the first maybe like 80 minutes or like even higher, more than 80 minutes, flows great, and then like the last scene seems like it came out of nowhere and is like rushed.
Yeah, because didn't they want more action in it or something?
Yeah, and I think he's not really about that.
He wasn't, But I mean, that is kind of what happened in Chronicle, I feel like. Like, I love Chronicle. Mm-hmm. It was a really good movie, but I felt like it was a really good movie, and then the action at the end is kind of weird.
Yeah, because it seems kind of like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, because the whole thing's like, oh, the camera, he's controlling the camera, and then you kind of see it seems like a movie at that point, and then it's like kind of out of the perspective of what you're doing because you just wanted to have a climax at the end end somehow. But I think that's what I heard. Kind of feels kind of like that to me, and that's similar what scene like hear what's happening in Fantastic Four. But
yeah, because I hear like there's a lot of character development and then there's like a big time jump in the movie, and then people were like, that was really disappointing.
Yeah.
And then another way I've heard the movie described is it's a 100-minute trailer for a movie that's supposed to come out next year or something. Which on IMDb, it already says Fantastic Four 2 is in production, but I doubt that's happening now.
When he was doing the interview on the podcast, he was saying, like, oh, you can't, like, fully fledge out their characters because they have to go somewhere in the second one or something.
It seems almost like I think he would be a much better, like, showrunner.
Yeah.
Or, like, a TV show director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it is crazy you go from Chronicle right to this. That is
before the movie's even done.
Yeah. Before Chronicle even came out. That's surprising. How do you really know how well it's going to do?
Because also Chronicle,
I don't think it did
great.
Yeah. I think it was just made cheaply that it made a lot of money because it was made cheaply.
And it was, at the time, very innovative with being found footage and all that.
Yeah, exactly. Found footage, but with supernatural, because you never see, it's like realistic found footage, or you don't.
This is before Paranormal Activity. Yeah, this is before everything.
This was like the first one that was like, oh, you can do the sci-fi genre in.
You can do it in a not horror movie because usually found footage is like horror movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's very interesting. I don't think in my head, I think. I wouldn't be surprised if Marvel got the rights back soon.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I don't think they're giving up X-Men.
No.
But you could see them doing something with them. They're like, we can't figure it out. Like, we can't crack the code.
I guess we might as well just talk about it now. The X-Men Fantastic Four crossover is producers apparently stepping away from that movie now because of the failure of Fantastic Four.
So is even the second one probably not coming out?
Fantastic I don't think Four? The second one's going to come out.
Yeah, I don't think they can go forward with the same characters.
You want to just talk about the X-Men thing later on? Right now, and then we'll jump back? Because then it all kind of ties together.
Yeah, true. Is this the TV show one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Fox is currently in negotiations with Marvel to make an X-Men TV show.
So that's why I think Fox is going to give up the rights to the Fantastic Four. So they can get the TV rights for X-Men.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Because they really don't have the rights for, they only have the film rights, right? Fox?
I think Marvel has all TV of everything. Because they can do all the cartoons. But I think it's gray area in the TV. But I obviously
they still
Fox
have
doesn't have full control. Yeah. Obviously. So they obviously must approve things or something. So that would be a good thing. I could see Marvel getting Fantastic Four back, and then Phase Four they introduce Fantastic Four. Somehow.
People are thinking that Fox made this movie released this movie just because of the rights.
I'm sure they had to.
That's crazy to me.
I'm sure they had to, but you don't have to intentionally screw it up.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like. I don't know why it is so hard. It just seems a weird strategy to go. Like, this seems like something that would happen 10, 15 years ago where they were like, oh, X-Men, we're making it. Like, we don't want it to be exactly the comics away from. Like, this seemed to be one where the... I know it's got ties to the Ultimate Universe or something
like
that. Yeah,
it's all based on the Ultimate Universe.
But it's also...
Like, I didn't... I feel horrible saying this. I'm not a fan of Dr. Doom. Like, what he looks like in this movie.
Yeah. That's the big problem. You gotta get Dr. Doom right. That's really...
Like, he looks weird. Did you see, like, the pictures that came out of him?
No, I didn't see it. I just saw what I saw in the trailer.
There was, like, they released, like, a new clip, which I guess is from the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, like, the big fight between them and Dr. Doom is. Yeah. And, like, he looks horrible. Like, I don't know. He's, like, metal skin. Like, he kind of looks like the Silver Surfer, but with, like, green cracks running through him and stuff.
I feel like you gotta get... If you get Dr. Doom right, I think you can...
I mean, he should look like me.
I think a big part of Fantastic Four is Dr. Doom is, like, he's a really good villain.
Yeah, and you can't kill him off in the first movie like they did the first time.
Like, you have to make him just as... Like, you have to do what, like, they're doing with Magneto in X-Men movies.
Yeah.
They're making him so, like, so good that you're, like, you want to like Magneto. Yeah.
And you have to see where he's coming from.
Yeah, where Dr. Doom... You have to do the same thing with him, and you can't just focus on the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So,
because that was kind of the problem with the first Iron Man too, is you can't make a villain that's so hated.
Yeah, that's a lot, and then kill him off. Marvel movie, yeah,
you can't do that. Like, because eventually you're killing off all these characters.
You want them to have an arc, like what they do with Loki, where he's bad, and then you kind of understand where he's coming from. Then he like teams up with Thor, and he's like, oh, he's a good guy in this movie,
and then he's like bad again. And he's,
you like that when they go back and forth, and then they work with each other, and then they're like, oh, I can't just kill him, because then that'll like screw things up. And that's like what they seem to be doing in the DC universe with Suicide Squad. It's like, oh, these guys are bad,
but they're good,
but they're doing some good in this scene,
but they have to do something good. And
but
that's
then like Batman's not gonna like it,
and,
like, all that stuff. And then we got also some Batman rumors just came out that Ben Affleck is possibly signing on to do a solo Batman trilogy. So instead of just one solo film, he's going to do three. And they're saying that may have had to do with something why they're pushing back some of his other movies that he already filmed or whatever.
Oh, wow.
But they're pushing back the releasing of them. I think they're also Warner Brothers movies.
That usually doesn't end well, though.
Yeah,
like, you usually doesn't.
Yeah, all the later movies, like Jupiter Ascending, pushback.
Well, not just that, but like
a bunch of movies pushed
All
back.
About Steve. Remember that movie, All About Steve, with Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
And Sandra Bullock. And they released it after The Hangover on purpose because they were like, oh, Bradley Cooper's a big actor now.
Yeah.
And then, like, that movie does horribly.
But
like, that movie did better
than it
after
would
the movie
done.
Than it would have
I got to imagine.
Like, yeah.
Like,
but Ben Affleck's
never
a big star. Already.
Yeah, Like, I don't know any other reason than we want people to see the next thing he is as Batman. We want him to see Batman to be the next thing people see him in.
Unless
he had
a back end deal on those movies, and they're like, well, the more we delay the movie, the less we have to pay him.
Maybe.
Like, we don't have to pay him. Not less we have to pay him.
Yeah.
Eventually, he might get more money, but they don't have to pay out that money right now.
Yeah. There's so many reasons why they do all this stuff.
That's a very savvy business
decision
if you think about it.
And all those, but Ben Affleck, he's going to be an old Batman.
He's going to be rich as hell.
Yeah. Because this tells me he is like the linchpin of he is the Iron Man of the DC universe.
Yeah.
More so than Superman is.
Henry Cavill's like a nobody.
Yeah, because Ben Affleck, first of all, he's already the bigger star.
Yeah.
And people know Ben Affleck. People don't know what's Henry Cavill. He's in this Uncle movie or whatever. He's like, he's not in many movies right now. But people know Ben Affleck, and you hear nothing about like a Man of Steel sequel like anymore.
No, they specifically said this is not a Man of Steel sequel.
Exactly. They're like, oh, we got to put Batman even first in the title.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman. It's Batman starts first.
Not even like the Dark Knight versus the Man of Steel or anything.
Yeah, that would have been a weird title.
That would have been a weird title because I'm like, Christian Bale's back?
Be like, hey, wait, what?
Where's the Joker?
I don't get this. But apparently they had an early rough cut screening for like either people who worked on the movie or some Warner Brothers executive or something, and they say, like, Ben Affleck... They were saying Ben Affleck's the definitive Batman.
Oh.
That's what they called him coming out of that. So that's, like, on the heels of this same thing. They saw this rough cut or whatever, and they're like, oh, like, yeah, he's the real deal Batman. So gets me kind of excited. Which I'm hoping they get like Batman as right as they can, because as much as I like the Christian Bale Batman, he was not a very good detective.
No.
He was a terrible detective. He couldn't figure out the Bane thing to save his life. He couldn't figure out a lot. He couldn't figure out the Joker. Not that you can ever figure out the Joker, but he was like, the whole movie was still befuddled by what he was doing.
I
want to
see Batman on the computer a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I want to see more Detective Batman.
I want to see more in the Batcave.
Yeah.
I don't want to see...
Yeah, that was the flaw of the... I love Dark Knight. No Batcave in Dark Knight. It's just the bunker under the...
Yeah. That's cool.
His house got destroyed. It was cool. I like the lighting, but I would have loved by the end of the movie the Batcave existed or something. Yeah. I don't know. I like the Batcave.
Back in the Batcave.
I dig the Batcave a lot.
Not enough bats in that bunker.
No.
But that bunker did make me want to have
white,
like a bunker.
Bunker. I like a dark Batcave.
That's true. I never thought about how light that place is.
It's a bright.
It's like very light.
It's very bright. It's all white. It's like you're in the Matrix room at the
or
end.
Or you're in like heaven
of the second Matrix.
Bruce Almighty.
Or is that the first Matrix? That's the second Matrix. They're in that white room.
Yeah.
I guess it's the first Matrix, too, when Morpheus talking to him. They're in that white room also. Yeah.
Or it's like...
white rooms.
What's that place in Dragon Ball Z called?
Oh, my God.
The
hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's like that.
Giant white...
It's just like infinitely
oasis.
White.
Yeah. And then Suicide Squad news. Jim Park is playing Johnny Frost, who is like... He was like a chauffeur for the Joker or something? I don't know. I don't know much about him, but...
Interesting.
He was a... Yeah, he's some connection to the Joker.
Joe Chill? Johnny Frost?
One of his henchmen or something.
This is interesting.
So if it was like... It's like, I haven't really heard of this character, but I like hearing that people are playing people in the DC Universe.
My what? Redirector from Johnny Frost. It redirects you to Jack the Joker graphic novel.
You must be a big part of that story.
Yeah, 2008. Let's see. Oh, he's a low-level thug sent to Arkham Asylum to pick up the Joker. Joker immediately takes a liking to Frost, using him as a chauffeur. Frost drives Joker to the lair of Killer Croc. The three go to the Grin and Barrett strip bar, which was formerly owned by the Joker. With the help of Harley Quinn, the Joker kills the new owner and asks for the shocked audience if they are willing to help him take his city back. Could you imagine going to a strip club? Seeing the owner of the strip club killed, and then the new guy who killed him is like, let's take this city.
Well, if he's the Joker, then you're...
Then you're like,
you
yes.
You expect that.
You're like, I'm in fear.
You expect that, and you'd be terrified.
Would you ever go to a location if you knew it was owned by, like, a big criminal? Like, formerly owned by a big criminal?
I feel like that's all Gotham is.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything's, like,
owned by the criminals.
And then
yeah.
Bruce Wayne owns some stuff.
Yeah.
And then everything else is, like, mob boss infiltrated.
That's the one thing I didn't get into in Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, literally goes... Rachel goes like underground and they find this like diner.
Yeah.
And that diner inside looks amazing. Looks
yeah.
Like it was untouched. And yeah. I'm like, how is this diner existing? Like, where do food deliveries come here?
Yeah. Like, is there a whole, there must be a whole back area that's like nice or something. Like on the other side.
Are there any other businesses down in under this ground?
In Gotham's underbelly? It was a bunch of bums chilling outside.
And
like all these rich, nice mobsters.
It's as if someone like literally picked up a diner and brought it under them.
That is what it looked like, yes. It was always kind of odd. And Legends of Tomorrow news, into TV news. Falk Henschel?
Yeah.
It's cast as Hawkman. So Hawkman, we talked about, was going to appear. They've cast Hawkman in it. And Casper Crump has been cast as Vandal Savage. And I like the look of this dude. This dude looks like Vandal Savage to me. He's just got like this beard. And he's like...
A beard more elegant than mine?
It's a different kind of beard. But it's got like... He's got like a... And he's got like this look in his eyes in one of his pictures. That it's like, this guy looks like Vandal Savage to me.
Does Vandal Savage have a beard?
Yeah, he's got a beard.
I need to find out all the superheroes that have beards.
So,
oh, that's not exciting. He has like a goatee.
Yeah, it's like a goatee. It's still a beard.
I want some... Oh, he has a crazy... That's crazy looking.
So, yeah, he's... And he's going to appear through Arrow and the Flash too, but that's like their main guy because Vandal Savage, like, he never ages or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna do a lot of time travel and just fight him in different eras, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, this guy looks familiar. What have I seen?
You've seen him in a movie, a Justice League movie he's been in.
Oh, no, in this picture, it looks like the dude from Silicon Valley Season 2. The dude.
Which guy?
The three commas dude.
Oh, yeah. Got a little
in this
bit,
one picture.
Little, I think that guy's he's bigger.
Yeah, this guy looks much
three
bigger.
Three commas dude's skinny.
Anyways.
And Supergirl news, Jenna Dewan Tatum has been cast as Lucy Lane.
Exciting.
Who is the sister of Lois Lane, and I think she's Superwoman in some of the comics or something. Hmm. So we don't know if that's going to be on the show, but she's going to appear in Supergirl. So.
And ending it, Agent Carter news, Madam Mask is the new villain for Season 2. Not as exciting as, who did I want? Madam Hydra?
Oh, yeah.
That was my dream.
Yeah, that was your dream.
Yeah.
But they did get a female somebody.
Yeah. Even if it's only for TV.
Yeah.
It's weird. I feel like it's like a little messed up that they're isolating all the women to like one show.
That's true.
But what can I do? I have no control over any of this, so.
Yeah. But it's kind of hard. I guess in their world, like, Hydra's completely gone already. I don't know.
But then we know it's not.
We know
because
it's not.
Because in Ant-Man.
They weren't talking about Hydra and Ant-Man, were they?
Yeah.
They were?
The dude works for Hydra, and he's like, oh,
yeah,
they don't do any of that
SHIELD.
Stuff now.
He's in S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, I don't think so.
No. That was in the current time.
Oh, yeah, that's current time.
But in
right?
the flashback, he was in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Which Hydra was S.H.I.E.L.D. Because they were the same thing.
Yeah.
It was infiltrated it.
I was thinking present time for some reason.
Yeah. But that guy shows up again, but they already know about Hydra because Winter Soldier already happened.
Yeah. So. And they just out on Front Street, and they're like, we're Hydra.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked by that. I was like, wait, what? People think Hydra is good?
Yeah, like, don't you know they were, like, a branch off of the Nazis?
I guess, I think people hate S.H.I.E.L.D. more than Hydra. But then they help people in Ultron, so I don't know. Maybe they like S.H.I.E.L.D. better. I don't know. Weird things happen in that universe.
Yeah.
Still are confusing.
And
Star Wars news. So, J.J. Abrams was asked about The Force Awakens, and he was asked, are the terms midichlorians going to be mentioned in the movie? And he just had a one-word answer, no.
That's good.
So, they're not going to talk about the Force, and the midichlorian levels are off the charts, and they're going to be a great Jedi because of that. They're just be like, no, we don't need all that junk. We don't need the science behind
why
the Force. It's just the Force, and some people are strong with it. Don't need to know why. That's it.
And you just know that it runs
through
his family.
It was good enough for the first three movies. We don't need it.
Well, you know that it runs through his family because he says that speech in the trailer.
True.
He's like, my father has it.
Yes.
Not had it.
Yes, that's where you find out Darth Vader was never Luke's father.
Yeah, that's how you found out he was adopted by Darth Vader.
You found out, exactly. That
Padme Amidala got around.
It was somebody else. It was, I don't know. She never really hung
Obi-Wan Kenobi or something.
Yeah, maybe it's Obi-Wan.
That'd be exciting.
That'd be a good twist.
I'd watch that movie.
Good twist.
See Obi-Wan Kenobi and Natalie Portman. Anyways, come back tomorrow for The Leftovers, where we tell you about a lot of movies that start with P.
Three in count. At least three.
Yeah, three. In a movie,
the same news twice. Okay.
And a lot of... Yeah, that's crazy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Come back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.